This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. And for our weekend arts and entertainment preview, we have Lily Oedekerk in from Raincheck Art Magazine. Lily, the founder and managing editor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's nice to have you here. What's going on in Raincheck world right now?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Currently on our website, we have an interview posted with Lily Hope and Ricky Tagaban, two Chilcot weavers in our community. It's really incredible. So definitely give that a read if you haven't already. And we have some upcoming interviews to watch out for, one with performing artist Ryan Conroe, whom you may have seen this past weekend in Saints of Failure, and floral designer Melissa Garcia Johnson. So stay tuned for those.
And for people who haven't met you or the magazine before, what inspired you to create this?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I'm just so inspired by the artists in Juno and their relationship to place and to the land. And so this is really a love letter in a lot of ways to us, the community of Juno. It's a way for us to stay up to date on the different artistic events happening in town and also to get to know some of the artwork and some of the artists that we admire.
Got it. And about how many of you are there right now?
There are five of us, and all doing different various roles.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a great team.
All right. So thinking about going into this weekend, any pointers for our listeners?
Absolutely. There's a lot of exciting things going on this weekend. One that jumps to mind is Wearable Art. It's happening this Saturday and Sunday at Centennial Hall, Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m., a celebration of community and art. There's also a couple of really exciting things happening at the Gold Town Nickelodeon, which I am particularly excited about. Gold Town has been hosting different Oscar shorts, and this weekend, playing all weekend, are the live-action Oscar shorts, which I'm really excited about. I saw the animation shorts and the documentary shorts this past week and did not leave without crying at least once. So I'm excited for that.
What would you say is the average length of a short that maybe we might see at the Gold Town?
It varies. It varies from 10 minutes to half an hour, depending.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then also on Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. at Tlingit Haida Community Hall, there is an Elizabeth Perashevich celebration, which will be really incredible. Keynote speaker is former Alaska Writer Laureate Ernestine Hayes, and the All Nations Children's Dance Group will be performing. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, what time does that start?
That starts at noon.
And where is it again?
It's at the Tlingit Haida Community Hall.
All right.
Yeah. And then upcoming this week, Mountainside Open Night is back at the Rookery, started by Marion Call. It's an opportunity for new artists and performers to join and seasoned artists to join in community for music. There's also drawing, and it's a really, really lovely event every time. And
yeah. She calls it like an open mic, an open art jam kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just such a great atmosphere. And actually, Raincheck's staff member, Lewis Chapman, will be the headline performer.
And that's Wednesday at the Rookery.
Yep, it starts at 7 p.m. I would get there early because it always tends to fill up.
Okay. You mentioned a couple upcoming interviews for Raincheck.
Yes.
What are other things in the future you all hope to get to?
Absolutely. So we, along with the interviews, I'm very excited. We're adding a video component to them. So really exploring not just who the artist is and what they do, but also their relationship to Juno itself. And it allows us a different kind of exploration into their craft. So we're adding that component, which I'm really looking forward to. We have event guides that we post weekly, and podcast recommendations as well. I'm personally very, very excited about Sea Alaska Heritage's new podcast, Roots and Stems. It's an Indigenous language podcast that explores ways to support and join language revitalization. The first episode dropped last week, featured an interview between Dr. Hune Twitchell and Katrina Hodge. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to this week's podcast, but it's such a wonderful tool and podcast.
And where do we find that podcast?
You can find it. It's on the Sea Alaska's website, on their homepage, and a link to it is also on Raincheck Magazine's homepage as well.
What else can we find on Raincheck Magazine's homepage?
Yep, you can find information, links to all of our current interviews, our recommendations, our event guides, and also ways to get more involved.
Very good. Do you need any volunteers or any help with what you all are doing? What's the next challenge for you all as an entity?
Yeah, absolutely. We depend on community support to run. So if you're interested in getting involved or in supporting us, you can email me at hello@raincheckmag.com. That information is on the website as well. There's also a form you can sign up to get on our email list.
Very good. So. And what's the website again?
It's raincheckmag.com, which is R-A-I-N-C-H-E-C-K, mag, M-A-G.com.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Lily Oedekerk, the founder and managing editor of Raincheck. Check them out at the website. And Lily, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, thank you so much for having me on, Scott.
You're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
You too.